Sachidanand. Jai Sachidanand. This is the post Gnanvidhi Satsang on the 9th of November in Simandar City. Yesterday about 1800 people took Gnanvidhi, Gnan of the Adashri, and became self-realized. Pujya Deepak Bhai has entered the hall November 9th, 2009, and now he is bowing down in front of Pujya Niruma and Pujya Dadashri, moving over to the other deities that symbolize our own real self in the real manner, in the real perspective, and gods from the viewpoint of the world. Now he's in front of the big Lord Simandar Swami and touching his forehead with to the right big toe of the Swami, moving over to the three goddesses on the left hand side of the stage as he goes in front of Goddess Amba, the one who symbolizes this naturalness of the Prakriti, moving over to Goddess Padmavati, who removes all obstacles on the path of liberation, Padmavati Devi, and again another image of Goddess Amba, and say, my dearest Goddess Amba, I lay my head on your feet so that I too can become as natural in my worldly interactions as you are. The awareness of the eternal is bliss. I bow to the Supreme Lord who resides within you with a total sense of obeisance and oneness. Jai Sachidanand, Jai Sachidanand. Who took Gnan yesterday? Raise your hands. Okay, so did you meditate that last night? As sleep came over you, did you say, I'm pure soul? When you woke up in the morning, did you have this, I'm pure soul? Yes. Did you read the Charan Vidhi? Yes. Very good, students. So please read this Charan Vidhi in discipline daily and apply the five agnas and set the five agnas in your worldly interactions. See the pure soul in everyone. And then whatever has happened is vyavasthit, scientific circumstantial evidence. And you have to apply this new practice. You see, if so many evidences have to come together before some work gets done, and so if the work doesn't get done, something that you expect doesn't happen, that means one of the evidences is lacking. So you study that, which evidence is lacking. Your intention is there, but still the work doesn't get done, so some evidence is lacking. And so once your sense of doership leaves, then all suffering will leave. All suffering is based on the idea that I am doing everything. And when a file arises in front of you, settle it with equanimity. What is your name, sir? Ruksi. What is your name? And just recognize that Elena is separate and I am pure soul. Do I have to just understand or do I? But he says it doesn't happen, I still have to apply. It's difficult to settle a file, he says. Then he says, it is, see the pure soul in her or him and do not see him or her at fault, and have the 100% intention to settle that file with equanimity. Your control is just to have the intention. Whether it the file gets settled or not, it is not up to you. And then if Elena gets disturbed, then recognize that it is Elena that is getting disturbed, not you. You are to remain in equanimity, and that is the awareness. If you apply that awareness, then automatically, slowly, all the files will get settled down. So even if there is disturbance, recognize the disturbance is happening to Elena, not to you. There are only two. There is the pure soul and the file. There is nothing else in life. There is a pure soul and the file. As you advance further, there is non-living files too. But right now we are talking about living files. So you are the pure soul. Everything in front of you is a file. At home, we complain that people at home are opposing you. When they're opposing you, they're not opposing you, they're opposing Badrisha and Lena, they're not opposing you. And it is, do you think the pure soul is opposing you, his pure soul is opposing you, or his Prakruti, his non-self complex? So, do we want to improve the other person's Prakruti, or do you want to improve your own Prakruti? So, if you have this awareness that what portion is the pure soul, what person is the non-self complex of the Prakriti, if you have that clear, and who am I in this, who is the doer, if you have that total vision at one time, then that is called awareness. And with that awareness, you will not slip, you will not fall, you will not hurt. But otherwise you'll say, why is he bothering me, why is he bothering them, why is she doing like this? So that is the externalized vision of trying to see faults in other people, and that will only make you Elena. You are not to remain as Elena. You have to come back to the self and say, I'm pure soul. And then you have to show Elena, Elena, why did you see fault in him? Do pratikraman. Why did you see fault in her? Do pratikraman. So the Lord within you shows you the mistakes, the awakened soul within you, and the energy, liberating energy within you, the Prajna Shakti, shows you your mistakes, and thereby you see the correct the mistakes of the other person. What is your name, sir? He is asking somebody else now. My name is Kiran Singh, he says. Did you understand everything? Do you understand that you are a pure soul now? Has it become established in your understanding? Do you understand with this external eyes, these eyes made of leather, you see the packing. With the inner eyes that you received yesterday, you see the pure soul in that person. And it's by relative viewpoint, it's a file. Really, he's a pure soul. And the very fact that he came in front of me is part of scientific circumstantial evidence. And you are supposed to remain the knower and the seer. The one who says this is Vyavasthit is indeed the Gnata Drishta, or the knower and the seer. So the knower and the seer is separate from Vyavasthit. So he is... supposing Elena ends up hurting someone, then you tell Elena, Elena, come on, do pratikraman. Why did you hurt him through these thoughts? So I am pure soul. File 1 is the one who has to do pratikraman. File 1 who has to. So why? So you, and the hurt is caused through anger, greed, deception, pride, insistence of doership, and other hunger that arises within the ego. So recognize that the prakruti, the non-self complex of thought, speech and action is now separate. Just as your prakruti is separate, everybody else's prakruti is also separate from their pure souls. Now so all the anger, greed, deceit, pride belongs to the non-self complex, and they are discharging. They were charged in the last life, discharging in this life. As they discharge, if they make you upset, recognize that it is happening to Elena, not to you. Keep the separation, and then tell Elena that the fault is of the sufferer, and do pratikraman for the person who is involved in it. And then once you do one pratikraman, another layer will come. Another layer will come. It's like the layers of the onions, because mistakes, there are some mistakes are 50, some mistakes are 5,000, and depending upon the intensity with which you bound the karma in the last life, so many layers of veils of mistakes will happen in front of you, and that is where, so that is how you have to do the pratikraman. In the morning when you wake up, you make the decision that I want to remain in the five agnas of Tadashri. I do not want to see anybody at fault. I do not want to hurt anybody. Well, you know, she is being disturbed, that lady, but she should be saved. And so then I want to remain in the five agnas. I want to do pratikraman. I do not want to see anybody as the doer. I do not want to hurt anybody through these thoughts, which in action. And then once you've decided that five times, like you do in the Pratavidhi, the early morning vidhi, then And then after, whenever you have a little time, rewind the video of your life from that morning, look at it and see where you missed out seeing the pure soul of the other person, see where Bhadrisha hurt somebody else, see where the speech was not right, and correct it internally. Just, and so this is how, so then this is how you then go on doing, if you don't have anything else to do, keep on doing pratikraman of everyone else that is in your home. Take the people in your home, your parents, your friends from childhood until this time, whoever you may have hurt in business, wherever you may have just hurt anyone, all of these are called sticky files because they are close to you, and so do the pratikraman. Just now he said, the people in my home are opposing me. They are not opposing you. It is your kashai that is unfolding right now. Kashai means anger, greed, deception and pride that is arising in response to a file. And so in response to a file, when the kashai arises, other person is absolutely flawless. He is nirdosh. He is not to be at fault. You need to focus your light of awareness on the inner self, where the kashai, and say where Elena was wrong in having this kashai, and why was, and just do pratikraman and pratikraman. And this is why the moment you see the other person as a doer, automatically the fault arises. He is not the doer, because he is really not the doer. He is the pure soul. Just as you are the pure soul, the other person is also a pure soul. So you are not to see anybody as a doer, because that is another, you say, he did it, that is wrong. She did it, that is wrong. They are doing it, that is wrong. That is wrong vision. New vision is nobody is doing it. Scientific circumstantial evidences are the doer, see. Next question, from somebody from Ajmer, Rajasthan, is asking a question. I have a lot of impurities in my chit, the inner complex of knowledge and vision. And so for a long time, because of the impurities in my chit, I cannot fall asleep. The question is in Hindi. So I am restless. I do not even enjoy studying. Did you receive yesterday gnan yesterday? Do you have the awareness now that I am pure soul? Do you understand it now? Compared to yesterday, are you more at peace today? Yes, he says. Ashuddhi means impurities are part of the... what kind of thoughts do you get? Sexual thoughts? So, I worried about money being wasted unnecessarily. I worry more about money rather than sex. I feel like people are wasting away money. I almost constantly look at the negative. Even if the money is being spent properly, I look at the negativity first. Do you lose the money or they're still there at home? Yesterday I lost this. Yes, lost some. Are you in the stock market? Yes, I'm in the stock market. Did you lose some money in the stock market? Was it a paper loss or was it real loss? You have not sold it, right? It's only the stocks have gone down, right? You have not sold the stock yet, have you? Yes. But when the market comes up, as long as you have not sold the stocks, you have not lost it, right? It is only paper loss, is it not? But if intellect you say the market went up 200 points, therefore you feel you have become richer by 200 points. No, until you really sell the stock and have the money in your hand and then you spend it, then only the money is yours, is it not? Until then it is just happening on paper, far away from you. So, therefore, whenever you need to sell it, when it is in profit, sell it, but do not be too greedy. But until it comes up, why don't you pay your attention in something else? Why don't you study? You are a young man still. Stock, yes. Easy money is not, you should not go to on the stock market to make easy money. Yes. What is easy? Do you get easy profit or easy loss? Will you have easy loss? Anything that is easy is, you think you get easy money through the stock market, but you never know, it might be an easy loss too, because there is nothing, there is no effort required in here. And why don't you, if you really want to invest money, do not speculate too much with your money. money. Dadashree has given exactly what to do as far as investment of money is concerned in the book of money. You can read it up. And recognize that money will come to you if your merit karma is in operation, punya, and whatever happens is vyavasthit. Now set the gnan that if the market has gone down, you have lost some money, that is part of SCE. Remain in the awareness of the self and then surrender everything to Dada Shri, Dada Bhagwan, and say, I am surrendered now, you guide me. Let me remain in this awareness and the bliss that I have attained. And do you think money comes after, due to hard work? He says, yes, money comes through hard work. What is the effort? What is the hard work in stock exchange then? He says, yeah, you just do you have to move your feet? Do you have to move your tongue? No. Do you have to move your brain? I have to use my brain. But when you use your brain, even then you lost money, right? So should you, if you make some effort, there should be some profit, right? Why did you get a loss? No. Yes, you were checking 20 times on the computer, what's happening to my stock? What is happening to my stock? Next thing you know, you've lost money. So don't you think? So some other people say, oh, you also check on SMS, you check on... Yes. So, did you think a lot that you're going to get a lot of loss? Did you have any desire to have a loss? No. You didn't have a desire for loss and yet you got loss. In the same way, you don't have desire for profit, you'll get profit. So it is the desire that binds you. So. Do you have to desire for loss? No. So in the same way, for profit also you don't have to desire, and profits will come. Yeah. So yeah, money comes automatically in your saying that you, because by desiring it or by behaving in a certain way, money will... What is really money now? Lakshmi? Lakshmi? Lakshmi doesn't come through intellect or through hard work. It comes through punya, merit karma. How do you get punyai? Punyai comes when you help others in your life, when you help others, when you are hungry but you give away your food to somebody else, then you bind so many merit karma that in the next life you won't have to do anything, money will keep coming to you. But if you take away somebody's money through deceitful means, then money will not come to you in the next life. This is the law of money intake and output. And also you should have the main production. Instead of main production is look after the Narayan. In Narayan, you should be going after Narayan, not after Lakshmi. His name is Narayan, her name is Lakshmi. So go after the Purush, the Lord within, and automatically the consort, the Lakshmi, always moves around with the God. So that will come naturally. So Lakshmi. And Lakshmi is like scraps. It is in the by-production. If you do spiritual production, if you raise a huge structure of the self, automatically money will come to you because it is a by-product. Supposing you're walking on the road. Supposing you're walking on the road, Deepakbhai, and you meet 500 rupees, you see 500 rupees, what would you do? He says, you do not hear. What is human religion? Supposing I lose my 500 rupees, would I not be hurt? In the same way, if I find somebody else's 500 rupees on the road, would he not be hurt? So then you should try your best to find the owner. And if you cannot find the owner, then just go to the temple and put that money in at the feet of the Lord so that it will get redistributed. You should never use money that you find on the road for your own personal use. So he says, so we will pray that whoever's money it is, it will let him receive it. Let him get it back. Sometimes he don't know whose wallet is it. You don't know who lost the money, so then... But you should not use it for yourself. just because, just give it away to charity or use it for something else, use it for somebody else. But if you use it for your own, even though it is money lying on the road, there is no owner, do not use it for your own self, otherwise there is danger in it. There is very subtle danger in it. Do you think we should have our factory in main production or in by-production? Main production is production of the soul, S capital. Production of the energies of the self, that is the main factory. To remain as the self, S capital, is the main production. And we should never be concerned about money part of it. Yes, yes, Elena should do whatever needs to be done for money part. But what is the main production? Now your main production has started last night. I am Shuddhatma, I am pure soul, I want to remain as a pure soul through these five agnas. And if I hurt anybody, then I am sincerely sorry, I am sincerely regretful, I am sincerely remorseful, and I want to wash off that account. That is your main production. That is. And as you rise in your main production, automatically everything around you, everything else, all your needs will be satisfied. You see, but if you are so worried about your loss is in life, then you will lose the main production. And if you increase the main production, then by production becomes free of cost for you. Do you think when the doctors are serving other patients, should there be main production should be money, or should be this main production should be serving other patients? You see, if a doctor starts making money and he's focused only on making the money, he will lose everything. So, yes, a doctor is a doctor because he wants to serve other human beings, right? And when he serves other human beings, automatically money will come to him. Good patients will come to him. Patients will come to him. So whenever you are in this satsang, this is another important point. As long as you are in this satsang, if you are in main production, you will not sustain any loss. Dada has guaranteed this. So your by-production will be free of cost. Here, because you are not interfering with the non-self complex, you will continue to earn money, not in the sense of you believe in it, but there will be wealth around you. There will be no need for you. You will not be needy. The inner, the more you become free from the idea of money, from the vision of the knowledge, okay, the more you stop thinking about money, the more the money will become money will multiply, because you are going towards the self. And the more you think about money, the more you will be involved with the money, and it will take you away from yourself as capital. So try to come to a situation where the thoughts of money do not come in front of you. Yes, they may come to Elena, but you know, your livelihood, etc. But slowly get into the state. Do not be concerned with money anymore, day and night anymore. You should read the book on money by Dada Shri. Beautiful book. It is one of the most commonly reprinted books of Dada Shri. So it's a book on money available. Read it. Very nice book. Yes. And then also, if you said you cannot study and concentrate on your studies, then close your eyes and say, Dada Bhagavan Na Asim Jai Jai Kar Ho. Read those, you should visualize those letters, you should visualize those words, and as you recite them minimum of 8 months, your chit will become purified. And then once you come out after 8 minutes of singing this Asim Jai Jai Kar Ho, your thought, speech and action will be united. You will be able to concentrate on studies, and that studying which would have required 2 hours will be accomplished in 1 hour. And so this is a very beautiful mantra, and also it will be associated with an inner peace. So, and you will feel a sense of freedom at that time. So Ashok, the next question. Somebody from Rajasthan now asking a question, and this tall young man here. What are you trying to ask? This young man, hardly 18 or 19. Whenever I think about some. Bye. Whenever I think about something, I enter deep into that contemplation, and then my chit becomes impure, and my mental state becomes unstable. Through your satsang, he says, by through your knowledge, I can recognize that something is pulling me in the wrong direction. So please help me. Do you have the awareness that I am pure soul and Ashok is separate? So now that verily is the loss of the pull in the worldly side. Yes, just observe this tanav, observe this pull towards the worldly situation. Is it happening to you or is it happening to Ashok? It is happening to Ashok, it's happening to Alina, it is happening to Michael. Just keep it separate. Because why is there a pull yet? Why is there a sake, for example, a sexual pull? Because you do not understand it in exactness. And it is happening to Michael, it is not happening to you. Y capital. So now after the Jnanvidhi, there is a small y and there is a big y, Y capital U. And the big Y capital U is the S capital self, you see. And you got to recognize that is it in my realm, in my kingdom, or is it in the kingdom of somebody else? What is it? Is waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning under your control? No. So he says yes. Then you'll be able to sleep at 4 hours. If supposing you can you sleep at 7 p.m. in the evening, will you be able to sleep? No. So do you have the independent authority and the energy to go to sleep? No. To investigate in which particular aspect of life do you have any independent control? Do you have the ability to eat? Supposing you don't have appetite, will you be able to eat anything? Supposing you eat, overeat. The food, more food goes into the body and you say, I ate it. And then you suffer. In fact, it's in behind any act, if you say I did it, is the very reason for suffering and the cause. Yes, it is happening. Even if you overeat, that has just happened. You did not want to overeat, but you ended up eating too much. You said I should not be eating it, yet that food ends up in your stomach. So it is all happening. And sometimes you want something to happen and it does not happen at all, no matter how hard you try it. So you should recognize that anything that is happening is due to the events of scientific circumstantial evidences coming together, and yours is just a relic. Yours is one of the evidence, and even if you let go of that last evidence, you will become the complete non-doer. And he says, if I try to study, my mind goes away someplace else. He says, no, it's not about money. So what is it about? If it's not, it's about friendships. What kind of friendship? Boyfriend or girlfriend? Girlfriend. Oh, so you got a girlfriend now. Huh? So then it's like a storm, is it not? Yes. No, she is not living anymore. She has died. His girlfriend has passed away. She used to be his girlfriend, but now she has left. So now what are you going to do? Do you want to live for her only, or are you going to get someone else? So just send the messages to her pure soul. And you can understand that her body died here, but she is still living in another place. The self has gone someplace else and she is living somewhere else. And so connect with her with the vision of the self as capital, and she is in another life, another birth. But you send the message and the prayer to her pure soul that wherever, my Lord, wherever you are, let you be in peace and quiet. I do not have any attachment or aversion towards you, and I free you now. Please, I'm giving you freedom. Can you send that prayer? Whatever has happened is happened. You cannot change that. Do you understand that? Deepak Bhai? When she comes a lot in my memory, I cannot concentrate on my studies. So then once that circumstance leaves, says Deepak Bhai, then whatever you remember, whatever has happened is a part of SCE, scientific circumstantial evidences. We are no longer, our connection with that is already over. We no need to, she is free from us. Scientific circumstantial evidences is the doer. And so when you say she my girlfriend, then by saying she was my girlfriend, my, the very word use of my will tie her to you. It's like tying a lot of knots. My girlfriend is dead, my girlfriend left me, my girlfriend left me. So that is the wrong belief. So now you have to say, not mine, not mine, not mine. Scientific circumstantial evidence is if she was really mine, she would have been around me, but she is not here now. And then send the signal to the pure soul that let her be in harmony, let her be in peace, let her be in equanimity. What do you study? Sing Dada Bhagwan Asim Jai Jai Karho 10 minutes, then read the Charan Vidhi, and then read some of the books of Dada Shri, spend 1 hour a day in spirituality, in this spirituality. We have been given the tool of spirituality, this book here, the blue one. And so in your daily life, if there is any rag, dvesh or moh, illusory attraction, rag is attachment, dvesh is aversion, then you should do pratikraman, recognize that this is all part of scientific circumstantial evidences, and then better circumstances will arise in front of you. Deepak Bhai, one more question. Whenever I am reading something, it is something amazing that has happened. Now as I go to this next line, can you give me the concentration that when I am reading that she will be totally out of my mind? I want to focus on my studies, but she keeps coming back in my mind. And so study well, study with concentration, and just ask Dada Shri for the energies to do this. Ask for the energies. You have to ask, dear Dada Bhagwan within me, dear Lord within me, grant me the energies to concentrate, and you will get the energies. Next question.
Dr. Praveen Joshi
from Nasik. He had asked a question before the Gnanvidhi. Now he is asking a question after the Gnanvidhi. The gentleman in the pink shirt, Jai Satchidanand. Devik. This gentleman speaks half Marathi, half English, half Gujarati, half Hindi, half Marathi, half Hindi. How can I increase the energies of the S capital self? I want to increase my spiritual energies. You are already getting it now. And you don't need the help of the Daivik, which is the celestial beings. How I thought that by invoking the gods and the goddesses, I can get more spiritual energies. Recognize that who this is happening to, who is asking for these celestial powers. I say, unnecessarily, if you invoke the gods and the goddesses without the correct understanding, you might mess it up. So don't go that route. Instead, go more towards the exact understanding of who is the doer. And so, if something happens to Praveen, but you say it is happening to me, it is a pure soul. It's all the relative touches Praveen. It touches the non-self complex. Why is it touching Praveen or Elena? Is because in the past it is an unsettled past life karma account, and when it is now settling. And in that person, there is the body of the person, then he's got the inner organs, which is the anger, greed, deceit, pride and belief complex, the ego. And there is the ego. He says, and the ego catches it, oh, why did he touch my body? He's supposed to leave me alone. And so it is the middle one who really takes up the wrong ideas. And the self, the third one, is absolutely unaffected. It is the blissful knower and seer only. And so the self should remain separate and should talk to Michael and say, Michael, who is this happening to? Is it happening to you or is it happening to the body? It is happening to the body. Why is it happening to the body? Because of unsettled account of last life. And so there is no need to really become angry, is there? So whatever happens to the through the light of the knowledge that is applied on the antakaran of mind, buddhi, chit and ahankar, you will be able to see it as it is, and spirituality has begun the moment you say, I am pure soul. That is the beginning of spirituality. And if you want to increase that energies, then remain in the five agnas. And these five agnas are such that it will insulate you from all pains of all kinds in life. And so then, and if she hurts anybody, tell her, do pratikraman. How can I increase my seva and service for my parents? Are you living with your parents? Yes, but they live in a separate home. And have you become separated because of your wife? You have separated from your parents because of your wife, yes. But there is no ragdvesh, is there? But she serves my parents, but she doesn't do it willingly. She doesn't serve my parents willingly. Has she taken gnan? No. Later on, are you going to bring her? Yes, when she comes. Once she attains this gnan, then she will learn to see the self in others, and also she will treat your parents as if they are her own parents. This is the raag dvesh, the attachment, aversion, abhorrence arises because of darkness, ignorance. There is no light. But you can certainly start the pratikraman for your wife. Because she is not taking good care of your parents, you have to do pratikraman for it. You keep on doing pratikraman and say, and your parents are good, in good health, right? They are not they are in bad health. They are right now in bad health. So, two or three times a week. Why don't you? I visit them every day. Just, I go alone. My wife doesn't come. He says, my mother has stopped her coming. Mother, so it's a classic mother-in-law, daughter-in-law issue. But she wants to serve my mother because she loves me, but my mother has said, don't come here to my wife. And so, because my mother has a habit of bickering and nagging, and so why don't you teach your mother and your wife pratikraman? Pratikraman can be taught to even people who have not received gnan. So you can teach them how to do pratikraman. You can share pratikraman with them. Thank you. I do not like the idea that I'll have to stay separate from my mother. You should look after her health. If she is sick, you should get a doctor, etc. And slowly introduce them to the TV programs of Dada and Niruma and Deepak Bhai. And gently give them satsang. But your capacity is only to have the intention to improve this. And slowly bring your wife towards this gnan by bringing her, have her attain gnan. And if she gets hurt, then be sincerely repentant. Repent from the heart. Jai Satchitana. Also, if possible, bring your wife over here. And let her have this knowledge. Next one. Somebody from Banaras, Subhash is from Banaras, Varanasi. Varanasi is the Indian name for Banaras. When somebody is depressed, what kind of pranayama or yogasana one should do? Why don't you ask the people outside? Anulom vilom, kapalbhati, etc. Do simple pranayama. It will help oxygenate the brain, it will help oxygenate the body. By doing yogasana, your health improves. And the brain also, circulation improves, oxygenation of the brain happens. And by the way, we are doing it in the clubhouse if you want to come early in the morning, 5:30. And it is excellent for your health. You have become very fresh in the mind. and it will help elevate minor depression. If it is a serious depression, you need to go to a psychiatrist or a physician who specializes in mental illness and get the necessary medicines and walk a little bit. Walking is good. Try to do something. Sing Dada Bhagwan Nasim Jai Jakaro. Slowly, the prakriti will be moved away from the depressive state. I don't have it. My wife is depressed. My wife suffers from depression. So let's try these methods. If it doesn't help, but so you see, sometimes the depressed people do not like to take medicines. They do not like to take antidepressants. That's the way. So make sure she takes the medicines. So walk with her, take her out a little bit, give her company, and slowly something might click in and some positive result will kick in. Yeah, why don't you bring, is she here? No, she's... She does not move. She is claustrophobic. She does not move out of the home. It is very difficult for her to leave the home. So I do everything. I serve her. I clean the house. I go to the office. I do everything. In fact, I'm doing everything at home plus outside. So don't you see that this is an account of yours that has come from the past life in front of you now? And try to do the best that the doctors tell you. And understand that this is a, you must have done some very intense illusory attraction for some woman, and this is the result that has expressed now. No matter what her condition, you have to take care of her now in this life. And so if she is depressed for a very prolonged sense of depression, such severe depression, it is unlikely that she is going to improve much. But you need to have you need to get your work done and get yourself rise high in your own spirituality and do the best you can for yourself. But you should not have any negative feelings for her. You should not have any aversion for her, and do not be too... Yeah, you should not be too attracted to her either. In other words, kind of recognize that she is just a prakriti of last life that unfolded in this life in front of you, out of your own multiplications of kashayas with her in the last life. And this is an account of past life for sure. That is not something new. So now you have to settle that account with equanimity and have this intention that slowly that I want to remain in equanimity and slowly I want to attain my own moksha, my own final liberation, and I do not want to have an account with some other woman, because this woman is not interacting with me. I do not want to get hold of somebody else. So make sure, because now you want to attain liberation, I do not want to get entangled in this, because this is your opportunity, because vairagya, dispassion has arisen for you. You're doing everything for her in the home, and so you need to strike on this vairagya, the passion, and take it towards equanimity and towards vitarakta, towards total detachment. What most people do when they get filled with vairagya, they go down and then all of a sudden they start getting interested in somebody else, and so they lost it all. Slowly, this spiritual path, it is after such difficulties that you have attained this path. So shall I do pratikraman? Yes, do pratikraman. And so whatever she does in your life, and the slightest wrong feelings that happen within you because of her inability to help you, then do keep on doing intense pratikraman. Any negative feelings for your current wife, do intense pratikraman for it, and then become vitarag, without any attachment or without any detachment. It's just like the Lord himself. You can become that way. This will happen by applying the five agnas and remaining in equanimity, and then you'll come towards the self as capital. And so, I said, if somebody else's wife is depressed, will you be ever? Somebody else's wife is in such a bad shape psychiatrically, would you be depressed? No. But because you say she is my wife, that is why you are suffering. So just see her pure soul and you see her prakriti. You see the pure soul and the file and settle it. And be neutral towards the prakriti. Be very positive towards the pure soul. Visualize the pure soul in her, and be done with And if there are any negative intentions arising within you, then make sure you do pratikraman. This is a very simple approach. You do not want to have any aversion towards her. You do not want to have any scorn towards her. You do not want to move away from her. You do not want to reject her. She is exactly. Recognize that prakriti is an effect unfolding of my own account from past life. And I'm going to look at her as she is and not get involved any further. And slowly, so here. You see, supposing you have taken a loan, a big loan from somebody, if you have taken a big loan from somebody in the past life, then in this life, all these pains, physical pains, mental pains, or externally induced pains like this wife's pain, these are all repayments of loans taken in the past life. You had borrowed money in the past life and now the pain, this is being repaid in the current life. So right now you do not want to do any kind of ragdash at all. You just want to do pratikraman only and be done with it. And this is the only solution. There is nothing else. Vitarakta is the full stage. Vitarakta is the ultimate stage. And some equanimity is a lower stage. Initially, through the Agna number 4, you will remain equanimity. As you raise in energies, you will become Vitarag like the Lord. Absolutely detached. Neither attached, neither attracted, nor repelled. Nor repelled. This is... There is whatever effect, whether it is a mental effect or a physical effect or an externally induced effect, these are because you carried it and you overdid it in the past life, and so it unfolded initially as an account of raag, attraction with her, and now that she is seriously ill, now there is an account of dvesh or an aversion, abhorrence with her. Supposing I get sexual thoughts about some woman or man. Supposing you're now, this is the same man asking, your wife is defective, therefore you'll be attracted to another woman. And so he says, at that time when I think about sexually about another woman, at that time, and so then there, your mind is constantly involved in sexuality only. And so she recognizes that it is happening to Subhash, not to you. That's number one. Number two, and then tell Subhash, do pratikraman. Whichever woman you are attracted to, invoke the pure soul in that woman and say, dear Lord, who is separate from the mind, speech and body of this woman, I am very sorry, my Lord, forgive me. I have had sexual thoughts towards you. That is not my intention. Please forgive me. And you grant me the energy that I will never do it again. So grant me the energy is not to have such sexual thoughts for you. And if you do it for 10 to 15 minutes with the woman that you're attracted to, then, and so in a whole day, there might be some other women's, you see another woman you're attracted, you see another person you're attracted, and at the end of the day, as you're going to sleep, you think about all these women that you saw physically, you saw in your mental eyes, you saw in a sexual way, the sexual look, or through you had sexual thoughts about it, you had sexual expressions by gestures, etc., or maybe some actions, everything, just do pratikraman for all of this. So every day you have to do two types of pratikraman, with 10 minutes of kashai pratikraman, anger, greed, deceit and pride, and 10 minutes of vishay or sexual pratikraman, sex pratikraman, sexual issues pratikraman. And then you have to say, I am pure soul, I am pure soul. And then you say, let the sleep come over your body. This is, and then slowly read the books on sexuality by Dada Shri, called books on Brahmacharya. Beautiful science in it. Why is it that you are attracted? Because why are you attracted sexually to someone? Because supposing you remove the skin over the a very beautiful woman, supposing you remove her skin, will you be attracted to her? Supposing you cut her belly, will you be attracted to her? And so this is the three vision. There is a three vision of Dada Shri has been described. It is an illusion. You see, first vision, you should see her naked. Second vision, you should see her absolutely without skin. Third vision, you should see her intestines and all the excreta and everything. Will you be attracted to her? And so your illusory attraction towards that woman will vanish. That is a relative application. Do you have the Brahmacharya? The book of Hindi has on sexuality, on Brahmacharya celibacy through understanding is available in Hindi. It is available in English. And And in Hindi it is available, the nine, you know, the essence of all religion is a very beautiful, the nine columns that you've given here. See, particularly this column here, the number, column number six, pull out column number six. And so these nine columns, especially the column, the number six of sexuality, is very critical. And yes, so you have to do two kinds of pratikraman. One, because it is a dear Lord, I had no desire, please forgive me, I had no desire to interact with you sexually. That is, it's not my desire, it may be. So this is here, see, this one here, number six, is very important about sexuality, and you have to repeat it again and again on page 17. And then you have to now contemplate and kind of investigate, sit down, where does real bliss lie? Does bliss lie in the body? Does bliss lie, does real happiness lie in enjoying the body of another person, or does it come from within me only? By having too many sexual thoughts, it says by having sexual thoughts too much sexual thoughts in which have not expressed into intent, you become an animal in the next life. And by interacting sexually in multiple ways with people that who are not rightfully yours, you are paving a path to hell. So it is through the vision. In the last life you had charged it, you liked it, you said it's so good, you had encouraged sexuality in the last life. Yes, you in the last life you said there is so much pleasure in being touched, there is so much pleasure in and then you imagining different forms of sexual interaction, is in sexual acts, you had given such opinions, case that sex is good. Now in this life you have got the new knowledge, recognizing, so that effect of those are expressing in this life, and so now in this life you have sexual thoughts, but it is happening to the body. Recognize it is happening to Elena, not to you. And so in other words, supposing your body, supposing you have a little bit of an eczema, supposing you have a very itchy lesion on your skin, you scratch it, you feel good. The more you scratch it, you'll draw blood. So recognize that even though it is pleasant, you're drawing blood from yourself only. So 10 to 15 minutes, think about sexuality. Just think about, suppose, how would you feel if somebody looks sexually at your own wife or your own daughter or your own sister, you see? So you know, people will gather together and beat him up, would he not? Because he's not supposed to do that. Yeah, so supposing he tries to do some eve teasing, or he tries to offend a woman sexually by touching her inappropriately, will the people not beat him up? Why? Because worldly interactions are wrong. The world does not accept it. If your own daughter is molested, how would you feel? So you should have the same kind of understanding. My own wife, so this woman is somebody else's wife, somebody else's sister, somebody else's daughter. How can I do this? So you need to have a sincere regret and remorse from within and be done with it. Dada, okay, this is a Pratavidhi. I don't know. Yeah, this one. With the exception of the exclusive experience of the pure soul, I have no desire for any transient or temporary thing of this world. Then what happens when we spread insecticide on water to kill mosquitoes? We kill mosquitoes, don't we? Why don't you sleep in a mosquito net instead of employing you know, spraying to kill mosquitoes? You say, try to employ as much as possible non-violent means, and sooner or later the mosquito is going to bite you, whether you want it or not. It will even bite you in a mosquito net. But try to sleep in a mosquito net if you have to, and in the evening. So at 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening, close your shutters and windows at the right time in the day, in the daytime and the night time. But you see, you never care, and so then they enter your home. So you need to know when the sun comes in, that's when you need to open up the windows. When the sun goes away, close your windows, so that otherwise the mosquitoes will be attracted by the light and they'll come in. So try all other non-violent means. This body, do you think it's yours or it is of somebody else's? Is it now an alien? I am pure soul. So this is becomes an alien thing. And why are you becoming an owner of that which is not yours? You have, before Gnanvidhi, you said this body is mine. But now you should have the awareness. This body is accounts. Whoever comes to try to take any share out of it, let it take it. Yes, you do. You do your best so that the body is preserved. But can you preserve this body for forever? You can't preserve this body forever. So, are you going to stay here for a while? Are you going to be here for tomorrow? He's from Banaras. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock, there is a program. Deepappa is so careful. He says, he's come all the way from Banaras. So he says, stay here for tomorrow morning satsang too. He says, because he has written a very long list of questions. I says, I do Omkar Jap, Om, 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 and I also revere my guru. I have a worldly guru. He says, if you do Dada Bhagwan, that means you won't need to do. He says, it's a good question. You are not to reject your guru. He says, you do Omkar Jap, but if you do Dada Bhagwan Nasim Jijekar Ho, it is even superior than Omkar Jap. Because Omkar Jap, to do Om, 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 it is to still the mind, it is to quieten the mind, whereas Dada Bhagwan is to become the self. And then once you become the self, you are separate from the mind, it doesn't really met. So Dada Bhagwan is your pure soul within you. When you sing Dada Bhagwan ka asim jay jaykar ho, Dada Bhagwan, that is who I am, and that is the conviction that you have been established at the conviction level, and so through the five agnas you will proceed towards the fully enlightened self, and that way. So the relative person was doing chanting, fasting, mantras, because the mind, so find out if the mind needs it now. If the mind doesn't need it, you don't need to do it. If the mind is restless, if you want to do it, fine. But you have been given even a better mantra. The ultimate mantra is Dada Bhagwan na asim jay jaykar ho. You see, that is the ultimate mantra, and so you don't need to do anything else. Very good. Yes, next question. He had probably given a compliment to Deepak Bhai and Deepak Bhai didn't read it. Next question, next person. This is, it's already 9 a.m. Okay. So let's halt. We'll take some of these questions tomorrow. It's already 9 a.m. on the 9th of November. Close to 1,000 people in the hall here, or probably more. He says, do I have to keep on saying I'm pure soul, I'm pure soul, I'm pure soul? No. After a while, you just have to have that awareness. When somebody comes in front of you, have the awareness. It is the inner vision that is there. And so he says, just as a mother-in-law comes in the home, do you keep on saying mother-in-law, mother-in-law, mother-in-law? You know she's mother-in-law. In the same way, you should say, pure soul, pure soul, pure soul. My relative is mother-in-law, but she's pure soul. I'm a pure soul, and Elena is packing. In the same way, mother-in-law is packing and mother-in-law is pure soul. And this is the fertilizer. Yesterday the seed of knowledge was planted in you. Now you have to apply the fertilizer of five agnas, and five agnas protect you. So a little plant will grow, and you need to protect it with five agnas, because it's a very small plant. It is not like a tree, and you have to take away the weeds. If there are any weeds that happen, the weeds are false, you should just do it with pratikram and take it out. And slowly now apply awareness of the focused awareness of the awakened self, Shuddha Upyog. Look at the pure souls of everyone, especially the people that you do not like. You see, and look at their answer. And so this is the second phase of moon that has arisen within you. And the more you apply the five agnas, the second day of moon will become the fully enlightened one, to the full moon state. This will happen. This is the lady in yellow asking the questions. Okay, let's do the vidhi now. Okay, please, all of you stand up. Those who have received gnan, stand up. Stand up. Those who received gnan, Deepak Bhai is going to. Yeah, you took gnan, so stand up. Stand up. He's going to do vidhi. If you want to, so he sees you. That's fine. No, you can sit down. Human vachan kaya. Mere naam ki sarva maya, all illusions associated with my name, bhav karma, charge karma, dravya karma, subtle discharge karma, no karma, gross discharge karma, oh Dada Bhagwan, I surrender them all to the manifest self, absolute self that you are. You are the manifest, absolute, pure Lord within me. I surrender them unto your lotus feet, my Lord. I am pure soul. Dhatma hum, main shuddhatma hum, main shuddha, in Hindi. Shuddhatma hum, main shuddhatma hum, main shuddhatma, main shuddhatma hum. Main shuddhatma hum, main shuddhatma hum, main shuddhatma hum, main shuddhatma, main shuddhatma hum, main shuddhatma hum, main shuddhatma, main shuddhatma hum, 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 main shuddhatma hum. Main shuddhatma hum, 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 main Jai Sachidan, Jai Sachidan. Please sit down now. Every night, just recite this. I am pure. And have Dada Bhagwan and Simandha Swami in front of your visual eyes, inner eyes, and recite, I am pure soul, I am pure soul. And in the night, reset wherever you missed out the five agnas, and read the Charan Vidhi and the nine columns, and read them with pure love and surrender. And slowly start reading the books and the VCDs of Dada Shri, and slowly you will come to, and slowly, because you are a Hindi speaking person, start learning Gujarati. You will be, because for a Hindi speaking person it is easy to read Gujarati. So this was another instruction. Jai Sachidan. So he's saying, now he's giving special darshan. Okay.